The element of the president's plan that's drawing the most criticism is the move to eliminate taxes on corporate dividends. Democrats say the wealthiest 1% of Americans would get more than 40% of the benefits. And they say this, along with plans to cut estate and other income taxes, creates an unneeded windfall for the rich at the expense of everyone else. The Bush administration counters that tax cuts can spur economic growth, and that's good for everyone. Economists agree that taxing at too high a rate can put the brakes on growth. But as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, figuring out how high is too high can be tricky.
Today's top tax rate of around 38.5% isn't particularly high by historical standards. Until Ronald Reagan cut taxes in the 1980s, the top rate was 70%. And until the mid-1960s, it was upwards of 90%. Economists agree nowadays that taxing the wealthy at such astronomical rates is a bad idea. The reason is that it prompts them to waste a lot of time and money simply avoiding taxes. Joel Slemrod is a professor of business economics and public policy at the University of Michigan.
There is a trade-off between the distribution of the tax burden and its impact on the economy. The more that the tax burden goes on those people who are most able to afford it, the larger is the amount of disincentive to work and save and invest that the tax system provides.
But Slemrod says there's no consensus on how big the tax burden has to be to do actual harm. Some economists say not very. William Niskanen, chairman of the Libertarian Cato Institute, says some taxes remain far too high.
For example, the combined corporate and individual tax rate on dividends right now is 64%. And so that's one of the higher tax rates in the whole system.
And he agrees with the Bush administration that lowering this rate would encourage investment in stocks and eventually help businesses borrow and grow. He and others argue that it's impossible to cut taxes without benefiting the wealthy, since the wealthiest 1% of Americans pay about a third of all income taxes. But some say cutting taxes, and especially cutting taxes for the wealthiest Americans, would be a huge mistake. Joel Friedman, a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, argues that the reason the rich pay so much is that they earn so much. He says the gap between the rich and poor widened in the 1990s.
In that period, the people at the very top, the top 1% of the income spectrum, saw their incomes rise by 157%, even after you've adjusted for the effects of inflation. When you compare that to the people in the middle of the income spectrum, their income grew 10% over that period. People at the bottom really saw no income growth whatsoever.
Many economists doubt that steps like eliminating the tax on dividends will do much in the short term to stimulate investment or create jobs. Len Berman, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute, argues that tax cuts aren't free, especially when the government is spending more than it's taking in.
Cutting marginal tax rates probably does boost economic growth somewhat. But if you do that at the same time that you increase the deficit, you push up interest rates, and that raises costs for businesses and individuals who are borrowing, and that puts a drag on the economy. The net overall effect of borrowing money to give tax cuts to rich people has got to be a negative overall.
Economists who favor tax cuts say deficits don't always drive up interest rates. Besides, they say, the solution to deficits is to trim government spending. And some politicians see cutting taxes as a way to control the size of the government. But in that case, Joel Slemrod says, Americans ought to understand what's at stake.
A healthy debate for the country would be not only about how much taxes we should pay, but whether some of the things that government is doing are not worth the tax money that it costs, and let's talk about which things those are.
And Slemrod says this debate is at least as important as the upcoming fight over tax cuts. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.